il nous reste seulement une minute. Il nous reste seulement une minute pour terminer l'émission. Alors, il nous reste seulement une minute parce que vous êtes en retard. Alors, professeur Samuel Pierre, il nous reste une minute. Alors, c'est le temps de faire l'annonce, malheureusement. Seulement une minute, après, on coupe. Bonjour, professeur Samuel Pierre.
Bonjour.
Alors, il y a un don qui vient d'arriver d'une famille. C'est le temps de le dire. Au moment où je disais que j'ai vu un reportage de Radio-Canada avec
To get tonight's program started off, we're going to turn to the king and perhaps one of my favorite kings of the blues scene. Here he is, Freddie King, playing his number, I'd Rather Be Blind.
Saturday from 4 to 7 p.m. I listen to the West Indian Rhythm on CKUT 90.3 FM with the one and only Howard Stretch Carr.
Na na na.
Radio.
Soundwaves of the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level.
Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show,
Thief Sankar.
And along with the rest of the crew,
DJ Nicholas.
Special guest, DJ. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms.
On CKUT 90.3 FM, People's Station.
Start. Live your story.
my heart. You call me. Now it's time for a brand new start. Hold me, Jesus, hold me. Hold me, hold me. Hold me, Jesus, hold me. Hold me, hold me. Hold me, Jesus, hold me. Hold me, hold me. Have your way and use me. Because I'm born again, again, again. Oh yes, I'm born again, again. Oh Lord. I got sick and tired of running, being afraid of what I don't know. In my sinful state, I was dying slow. Hey! All the bright lights and all the glamour, all the places I used to go, I got no desire to go, no. My heart, you call me. Now it's time to make that new start. No stopping now. Hold me, Jesus, hold me. Hold me, hold me. Hold me, Jesus, hold me. Hold me, hold me. Hold me, Jesus, hold me. Hold me, hold me. Have your way and use me. Use me, because I'm born again. Another child is born again. Wash out my soul in the water. Cleanse out my soul in the water. And make me whole in the water. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. And confusion, it is clear that nobody knows what is waiting for us behind the doors. Hey, there's no doubt prophecy fulfilling, and the day of judgment is near. Like a thief in the night, you will appear. You call me because only you know my heart. You know my heart. Jesus, hold me, hold me, hold me. Hold me, Jesus, hold me, hold me, hold me. Hold me, Jesus, hold me, hold me, hold me. Have your way and use me, because I'm born again, again, again. Oh yes, I'm born again, again, again. A son is born again. Is born again.
Hey. I am the door, he says, the pathway to salvation. He that enters by me shall go in and out and find pasture. Come to me, all you that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, says the Lord. Take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn it, no, but that the world through him might be saved. For it is by love and for love of humanity that the Father sent his only Son, that the human experience can move from mortality to immortality. Hold fast to the treasure of life. What is that treasure, you ask? It is the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Call upon him today. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
be afraid to call upon his name. Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms, another week of chit-chat and what have you on the station. One of the most listened to stations in this part of the world. Maybe surprising to some people, but it is. Open the show with someone I haven't heard in a while, Diana Ross. If We Hold On Together, beautiful song. Beautiful, beautiful song. And George Fennell, personal friend of mine, all the way from beautiful Maypin, Clarendon. Lovely singer, sang with the best of them. Mr. Glenn Washington and so forth. Ajamo, maybe he's going the Christian way. A fairly new song, it's called Born Again. 18 minutes past the hour, 4 o'clock. Ajamo, Born Again. Talented musician from the island of Grenada. I could watch this guy work the stage and play his guitar all night. Speaking of night, I am on the 11:30 news last night. What is happening in Montreal? Two shot, dead. What the hell? This is Montreal. This is Canada, Montreal. I don't know what's happening. It's frightening. You know, it's like what's happening in the islands, you know. The police cornered four in Trinidad and killed all four of them. And they posted their pictures. Not the cops, I don't think. But somebody posted their pictures on the internet and it looked awful. Seeing these young faces torn apart by a bullet. Wonder if these guys understand that. But Montreal, man, I can't believe people getting shot like that. Also on the South Shore, check your newscast. There's a new virus, all right? To be watched. And as the authorities say, they're not telling anybody to what to do where the mask is concerned. It's up to you. Wear it if you want. If you don't want, you know, if you have nobody to protect, so wear it if you want. Who cares? So, West Indian Rhythms. At 4:30, I'll be speaking to a gentleman that I am very fond of. Because his mouth has gotten in. It reminds me of somebody that I know called Stretch. His mouth has gotten him into trouble. Nothing like I have ever seen. So at 4:30, I'll be speaking to the most honorable Dr. Gabby. And let me hear him defend himself. They'll be doing a poem that he wrote about Her Majesty. Oh, come on, Gabby. What could you say that's so bad about my queen? So at 4:30 on the Zoom. Check it out. It's I'll give you the address as soon as I get it, all right? I have it written, and in my excitement, I threw away the paper. So, yes, Gabby wrote a poem, and you know, it's rough. Can we say that? Can we say rough? So we're gonna get Gabby to tell us the reason why and what have you. A lot of people, you know, when the Queen died, a lot of people sort of went ballistic. Okay, so let me listen to this guy from Dominica. Then we get this thing up and running.
get better. But Rasta, no, he don't get worse. So much worse. Signs of dirt times are getting clearer. Now the Lord, and this modest is getting nearer. Clearer every day. Things are go crucial. Down in a Babylon. Things are go crucial now.
In a Montreal, of all places.
Things are go brutal.
Join me on the Zoom. I'll get back to the song. I'll rewind it for you. I promise you. The meeting ID. I hope you have a pen, pencil. I'll give you a little minute to get it. But to link us to talk to Gabby or say hi to him or whatever, or listen to what he has to say. 857-46-45-3028. That's a meeting ID. We will be back with him at 4:30. All right, so I'm going to rewind this song just for you because it was requested. Said things going to get crucial. All right. From out of Dominica. Oh, yeah.
Put on fire, red hot, yeah. Fire burning, Lord, I love them. Smoking and praying for things to get better. But Rasta, no, it don't get worse. So much worse. Signs of dirt times are getting clearer. Lord, I love them. And this month, getting nearer, clearer every day. Things are go crucial. Down in a Babylon, things are go brutal now. Dog are go now, dog. Things are go brutal. Down in a Babylon, things are go crucial now. And rumors of war, Lord, Lord, world food shortage and mass starvation, Lord, Lord, man and man headed to destruction. Say me never worry, things are go brutal down in a Babylon, yeah. Things are go crucial now. So much of crime and violence. Down in a Babylon, yeah. Things are go brutal now, now, now. Lord, Lord, I'm crucial, crucial, yeah. Oh, crucial, 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 yeah. Crucial, crucial, yeah. Just
to crime and violence. Things are go crucial. So much of disease and a pestilence. Things are go crucial. Gonna get worse before it gets better. Things are go brutal now, 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 now.
Yeah, things gonna get crucial. You know, imagine this guy is from Dominica. Not too many people can sing reggae like him. Beautiful, beautiful. And somebody asked me to if I could play another George Fennell, George the Shy One, and he requested just to take us up to 432 minutes, Jamaica. This is Mr. George Fennell.
You know, my Jamaican people, our country is going through some changes right now, if you know what I mean. But you know what? Tomorrow, God's willing, the sun will rise in Jamaica again. So don't give up. I want back Mother Jamaica. I want her back with all my passion. I want back sweet, sweet Jamaica. I want her to give her my love. When I think about the good old days, without guns and ammunition, all we had to do is go to school. Jamaica, I want her back with all my passion. I want back sweet, sweet Jamaica. I want her to give her my love. Yeah. La, 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 la.
Jamaica, I want her back with all my passion. I want back sweet, sweet Jamaica. I want her to give her my love. Well, la, 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 la.
Élections Québec, on note que les gens votent de moins en moins. Alors pour inverser la tendance, on fait l'inverse de ce qu'on ferait normalement. Normalement, on aurait fait un beau grand discours réfléchi sur l'importance de la démocratie. Mais pour faire l'inverse, on va vous dire un tout petit mot, pas du tout réfléchi, qui n'a pas rapport avec la démocratie. Maringouin. Le 3 octobre, on inverse la tendance. Tout le monde vote. Un message d'Élections Québec.
Pop Montreal and CKT presents Nigerian-born future soul artist Wayne Snow with guest Tess Robin, Hua Lee, and DJ set by Gayance Friday, September the 30th at 8 p.m. at Outdoor Venue, Entrepôt 77 in the Mile End. Tickets on sale now at popmontreal.com. This is a CKT co-presentation.
From helmets to sunscreen, we do everything we can to keep our kids safe. So how can the COVID-19 vaccine help protect them? COVID-19 vaccines can help keep children safe from severe illness and potential long-term effects of the virus. Millions of children in Canada and around the world have already been safely vaccinated. Help protect your child. Book their appointment at canada.ca/COVID-vaccine. A message from the Government of Canada.
Pop Montreal International Music Festival is back from September 28th to October 2nd, 2022. 5 days of music and over 200 artists, including teen punk viral sensations, the Linda Lindas, Canada's first drag race winner Priyanka, 70s British funk group Simone, Grammy-nominated and Juno Award winner Alison Russell, iconic dancehall queen Sister Nancy, post-rock legends Tortoise, and many more. The festival also features film screenings, visual art, symposium discussions, and as always, many surprises. Get your tickets and passes now at popmontreal.com. A CKUT co-presentation.
We're waiting on Gabby. Are you hearing me there, Jewel? Are you hearing me? Unmute yourself there, and I'll see. You hearing me? I'm not hearing you. You have to bear with me, folks. I'm first time doing this. Not hearing you. Once again, the Right Honorable Gabby, I'm waiting on him to come up, and we will chit-chat with him a bit. Right now I'm trying to see if my everything. Stretch. Yeah, I'm hearing you. I didn't push up the button. Blame it on this Bossa Nova. So
right.
We're waiting the Right Honorable Gabby.
I'm trying to get him here.
Okay. We'll load up and while everybody's getting seated and relaxed. So he got himself in a lot of hot water.
Carly wrote this poem, which I will read later, when the queen died.
We don't want to tell them about too much. We want them to wait to come on board.
I will read the poem earlier in the program. As he come on, he'll be able to tell you more about it.
Yes. So everything is good?
Yeah, everything is cool. Everything is good. You know, I had a nice week. The weather was nice, so I was able to go out and do a little walking and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm. I agree
and,
with that.
Grab a couple of Tim Hortons coffees and stuff and chit-chat, you know.
Can we say hello to the lady down below?
Yes. Hello, Yvonne Rice is on there. And Cynthia Waith is... President of Barbados House is also on.
Yes, she's traveling.
Welcome
is the key to it.
Yeah.
I wonder if Gabby's having problems getting on, you think?
I'm wondering too, but I'm trying to reach him. And I hope he's not having trouble. He shouldn't be because he's used to coming on to CKUT, but the thing is that I'm calling him and I can't reach him on the phone, so I don't know where he is roaming. That's what I'm trying to do at this point.
I just want to say good evening to all who was on the call today. Wonderful
Joelle for inviting me. I'm on the road right now doing grocery shopping for my mom. So thank you very much for the invite.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, you know, we can't have a Barbados artist on board without having the Barbados House President on board.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
And the other pigeon there is quiet as a mouse, Yvonne Rice.
They have such a quiet pigeon.
I'm telling you. Hello.
Hello. Turn down your phone there.
Yeah, for you,
thank you. Well,
you got to turn down your phone.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Jewel, you have to turn down your system. It's feeding back in our system. I don't know what's happening here. We're having a double feedback. I see my doctor. Retired doctor. Why are we having the feedback, Jewel?
Okay, Gabby is getting a message to Gabby.
Okay. So I something have you have that. There is feeding back into the system.
It's not me. Not me, because I am on my regular radio here, my regular thing here. Somebody else is just having feedback.
Wait, let me see if I can mute somebody here.
Maybe Lenny Aladdin. Can you please mute yourself?
Yes,
Lenny
Doc.
Aladdin, please mute yourself. Thank you, Dr. Aladdin.
Oh, Dr. Aladdin, thank you for muting yourself.
He's probably having a feedback there. Thank you, sir.
There he goes.
Okay, that's
good afternoon to you, Doc. I'm not seeing his face, but he's there. That's my old doctor, not in age, but my previous doctor who retired and left me hanging. No, I'm only kidding.
Okay.
I'm only kidding. No, he gave us enough warning.
Yeah.
I often wonder when a doctor retires, what does he do?
He plays doctor.
I have a good friend. He's at the Montego Bay Hospital, just retired, 57 years of age, Greg Thomas. And I want to get him in a corner where I can ask him, what are you doing, Greg? But he's always on Facebook. He's going to Miami. He's going to this. So we're going to wait a minute for Gabby. And see what's happening here.
I just got a message, sending him a message there by a lady, Sangoto, giving the message. I guess he's running late. He's in a little meeting, and he's running a little bit late. And hope he didn't book two things at the same time.
Maybe he forgot.
Maybe he booked two things, and now he's when you're somebody like in that category, sometimes I tell him you need a secretary to keep everything going for you, so that you don't miss different things.
I don't know
since this controversial thing that's going on in Barbados. He's been giving interviews like crazy all over the place.
He had given an interview last night. I was listening to part of it,
Yeah. He turned the place upside down with his poem. And and then he turned around and he wrote another one on top of that. So,
oh boy. Now we listen to this, Break the Monotony. Here's some music about beautiful Barbados.
We've been apart so long. As the sun climbs high, I know where we belong.
The time is now. The sea is glistening. Here your island awaits. When are you visiting?
Barbados, Barbados, my island in the sun. Barbados, Barbados, our time has just begun.
Barbados, Barbados, we're gonna have some fun. Barbados, Barbados, the time is now for us to find a way. So let me take you here, you'll see your brighter day.
The time is now, there is a path to tread. So put your hand in mine, we'll walk this road ahead.
Barbados, Barbados, my island in the sun. Barbados, Barbados, we welcome everyone.
Barbados, Barbados, we're gonna have some fun. Barbados, Barbados.
Come together.
It's now 4:45 in the p.m. hours. We're still waiting on Gabby and the Right Honorable Dr. Gabby, right? Is that the name, man? Joel?
Yeah, the Right Honorable Dr. Anthony Gabby Carter.
Oh, Anthony Gabby Carter. Okay. So while we're waiting, I want to play a very lovely song that I totally enjoy from Barbados. Did you go to the Allison Hynes show?
No, I didn't get to go. I guess my wild days are overstretched.
Is it? it's my COVID days are on. That's why I don't go to these things.
I have a back here that doesn't allow me to jump high like Allison anymore.
Ah.
So I gotta cool it, you know?
Yes, I know. Yeah. I know the feeling. I missed out because I'm very leery of the COVID thing, and I have too much to live for my grandkids and the older folks around me, and so forth and so forth. So I've always taken my doctor's advice, and I'm not telling you what he said.
Well, for me, once I'm in a closing area, I wear my mask.
Okay.
Once there, I'm enclosed. When I'm on the street, walking around, I may not wear it because I'm outside. But as soon as I walk into a store or whatever, I put my mask on.
All right. Me too. I
still keep my mask.
Yeah. I will always wear my mask in the store because, you know, you never know. I'm protecting yourself and others. Anyway,
exactly. This
song that was done up by Allison Hynes and John King, and he is a beautiful singer. beautiful singer.
John King.
Yes. He's no longer in this singing thing now. I hear he's in the government. So
no, he's mostly running around now with the National Cultural Foundation. And oh, he's okay. He's dipping into a little politics and all that stuff. So
that's what I heard.
Yeah.
So this is a song that I did up some years ago. I totally love it. I still play it, by the way. It's called Hold You in a Song.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
This is Miss Allison Hynes, who tore the place up a couple of weeks ago. And a beautiful singer by the name of John King. Right here on CKUT while we wait for the Honorable Gabby. Hold You in a Song.
You touch me with a smile. My life turned upside.
Good evening to you, Dr. Lenny Aladdin.
Write a song. Hey, and hope that it would bring our lonely lives together.
I'm tired of romance. I've hurt too many times to take another chance. Trust you with my heart, will you hold it close forever?
Never. Don't turn away.
I don't think I can make someone help me.
I want you to stay with me tonight. Help me write my song. Everything will be alright. The stars together, together.
It isn't hard to see. You're not like lovers past. You are so kind to me. As you dry my tears, I can feel it's now or never.
Never.
Yeah, two beautiful singers from out of Barbados. Well, I guess Gabby won't be making it this afternoon. And
I don't know if he's going to cut in later, but trying to get him. And It's in a meeting, so I don't know how long the meeting is going
Well, we can't wait on a meeting if we have the airwaves here to run.
Yeah.
So what you know what we could do, and I don't know how you'd feel about that, if in the next minute or two he doesn't come along, because we have 7 minutes to go. Would you like to read the poem and let people understand why we wanted to do this interview?
Okay, so yes, I will read the poem in a couple of minutes, and I could also, in order to help them to understand the poem itself when I read it, because the poem is going to sound kind of harsh to the human ear, but then when you read when I read the other one, which is named Guilty, then you would have an idea of the poem of the first one.
Which of them you want to start with first? Pardon me?
Trying to find it now. I'm just...
Oh, we haven't got much time here.
I know. Oh, Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. Okay. Have it in a minute. Even the title is quite harsh. The title is Good Riddance to Rubbish.
Don't laugh, Stretch. Have some manners.
Oh, God,
okay?
Lord.
Show some
she
discipline.
Was over there in Africa when she get the news. She father dead, she'll be the British head. No hesitation, no excuse. There she was, age 21, in the prime of her health, flying home not to Rome, but to the Queen of the Commonwealth. Queen of all India, and New Zealand too. Canada and Australia mixed up in the brew. The English-speaking Caribbean will now become her tool. Over all these places, young Lizzie will rule. All their natural resources she hoarded with an iron fist. Britannia kept on rolling. Lizzie did see to this. This quiet, wicked woman never lifted a hand to help bring reparations to any Caribbean land. She stood in silence and full support when one Winston Churchill killed millions of poor Indians. Oh, what a bitter pill. She never uttered a single word against that Peter Botham, whose apartheid regime unleashed its killer beam. On the blacks of South Africa, she inherited millions of pounds from the gains of slavery, yet she allowed each colony to wallow in poverty. 75 long, hard years, this monarch Liz did reign. She made sure her colonies made no economic gain. A few hours ago, we got the news. No lies, fake news, or tricks that Lizzie, Queen of England, died at the age of 96. I can't offer no sympathy. I've never been a hypocrite. Her son, Charlie, is sure to be sitting where she did sit at last. He will become the monarch, the British ruler, the king. If he brings us reparation, then I will support him. Written September the 8th, 2022, from 5:01 to 5:23 p.m. by the Most Honorable Anthony Gabby Carter, or Chief Omowale, because now he is an African chief. So he has another title now, Chief Omowale. So that is the poem that stirred up a lot of controversy in Barbados and the Caribbean, to, you know, on a wide scale. And people were saying, oh, you know, he picked the wrong time to write this poem, and he shouldn't have come up with it now. And, you know, so he's saying, you know, if not now, when? Because, like he said in the poem, he was never a hypocrite, so therefore he's not going to start, you know, crying and carrying on because of Her Majesty, the late Her Majesty, I should say, that he believes was not fair to the African and Caribbean people. And he also mentioned that the crown in her, the big diamond in the front of her crown, was stolen from Africa, and Africa was asking that they would have, like, to have it back. Yeah. But they never got it back.
That part would have been one of my questions. Who would they give the crown to, really? Who, the diamond to? Which country? Who would claim it?
Africa would have claimed it because
it was stolen
from Africa, and I think it was part of the, I think it would be the Congo. You know, because there's a lot of diamonds in Africa. And I don't know, bouncing back and forth here, I don't know if you ever saw the movie Blood Diamond.
No.
And you will see where lots of Africans were killed for their own diamonds.
That's the point I'm coming to. They're making a big fuss about who should get what diamond, etc. But they kill each other. They use babies to little children to mine diamonds and all that. And
they didn't care. It was a matter of the money.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So who are you going to give it to? Who are you going to give that diamond to?
Yeah.
I'd love to see that part.
I don't know if most of us know that Buckingham Palace was built by slaves.
I don't know.
And the White House.
The White House, yes.
There's the White House, and Buckingham Palace was built by off the backs of the money and that was made and stolen from Africa and the Caribbean. And then they had, then they built the palace, and nobody got reparation. Neither Africa nor the Caribbean. And I think that right now, a lot of the Caribbean islands are thinking of, like we would say in the Caribbean, done in a way with the monarchy.
Yes, a lot of people are doing that.
And he wrote one about Jamaica too, actually. And he says shame on Jamaica because of Jamaica holding the 12 days of mourning.
Yeah.
when the actual monarchy only held 10.
Right.
Jamaica had 12. So, you know, he was being attacked all over for this particular, you know. He's going back in history, and he's saying, well, why are people attacking me when
it's the truth.
All this went on? It's the truth. You know, it's in the history books, and why is he being attacked, you know, right now? So, and why should he mourn and cry and carry on when this has happened to his people? You know, so... he has another one here called Guilty, because after he wrote